The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moore.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny.
You are through. You've done us wrong.
An old man recession. You are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moreff. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moreff. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of personal finances. We talk about the stock market. We talk about your investments, your retirement planning, estate planning, Social Security, income taxes, you name it. We talk about it. And we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week is no exception because, wow, with the stock market behaving the way it is, we have a lot of boring stuff to talk about, and we're going to dive into that in our first segment. But before we do that, let me tell you who I am. I am your host, Ken Moreff. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years.
I feel good.
And I do feel good. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our very beloved and most valued clients. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in these United States. And without our beloved and most valued clients, I would be nowhere. So therefore, thank you, thank you, thank you. And those of you listening to the show right now, thank you as well. We have a ton to get into. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of personal finance. So first of all, in case you haven't noticed, the market, the stock market, has been going bonkers, right? We went through this long period where there was no volatility and everything was calm, and boy, it was so nice, smooth sailing. And then all of a sudden it hit, and whammo, man, the volatility has been off the charts. And so in our first segment, we're going to talk about what I call the yo-yo and the escalator. Okay, so we'll talk about that in our first segment and help put all of this into perspective for you. Now, also, one of the questions that we get asked by clients all the time, and prospective clients for that matter, is how much should you draw from your investments during your retirement? Now, you may have heard the rule of 4%, and that is actually partially correct. Okay, so we're going to go over with you how much should you draw from your investments. It's depending on how much money you have and how old you are. We'll talk about that for you later on in the show. Now, also, we're going to talk about who can get Medicare. We're going to start a series this week on Medicare and all the things associated with that. And so we're going to talk about who can get Medicare, and what the rules are around that and what Medicare is all about. So we'll start off our series this week. And then in our fourth segment, we're going to talk about what if this is the beginning of a bear market, okay? I mean, right now, we're not at bear market yet, but what if it is? And what if it keeps going? What if this is the beginning of another 2008 crisis? What if this goes down 50% or the S&P goes down 57% like it did in 2008 or 49% like it did in Y2K? Are you ready for that? And what are you, you know, what are you going to do if it continues to fall and it turns out to be a big disaster? Well, we'll talk about that one for you later on in the show. And, you know, because we specialize in working with people who are over 50, who are retired, who are retiring soon. And so for those people, protection of principle is very important. You know, if you're 20 years old, 30, even if you're 40, you know, if you take a big setback, you've got time on your hands. But if you're going to retire next year or you are retired and you take a big hit in your investments, ay, 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 that's not so good. And you don't have time on your side anymore like you did when you were 20. So we'll talk about that. Now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would just stop there. I mean, if most shows did just that, they would say, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me!
Don't you dare stop me. Because on this show, we boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we are going to answer the question that probably has been keeping you up at night. I mean, to heck with the stock market, to heck with all this going on. This is the burning question that you have been wondering about. And that is, Ken, what is the difference between a revocable and an irrevocable trust? Now, I know that's the question you've been asking yourself. In fact, you tuned in just to hear the answer to that, and at 10 till, we will answer that question for you, okay? That's what we do on this show. We answer those questions. So we have a great show, and I hope you'll stay tuned for the entire program. Now, I want to dive into all this stock market stuff, but I got to share with you a quick story. So my cat, I've got this very old cat. I believe he's like 17 years old or something at this point. He's an old guy. All right, he's a Himalayan, so if you think of a big fluff ball, that's him. And we call him Fluffy because of that. And Fluffy, you know, he's really old, and he likes to come into the shower with me because he wants to drink the water. He licks it off the shower floor. But what he hasn't realized is that when he does that, he gets showered. And so he gets drenched, and he keeps looking up like he can't figure out what's happening, but then he goes back to drinking. And then all of a sudden, he looks like, he's just a wet chicken. It's hilarious. You know, I think senility has set in for Fluffy, but it's okay. If he's thirsty, you know, he's got a goal and he goes after it. But anyway, well, it's true. So let's talk about the yo-yo and the escalator, all right? So basically how we view the world in terms of the stock market is that the stock market is a yo-yo that you're playing with while you're riding on an escalator, okay? The escalator is the economy. So what the yo-yo is doing is less important, in my view, than what the escalator is doing, what the economy is doing, okay? So the fact that the stock market is going down at the time is less important than whether you are on an up escalator or whether you are on a down escalator. So if we look at the escalator, we look at the economy, what do we see? I mean, what triggered all of this? Well, we got terrific news on the economy. We got news that the jobs numbers were very good, growth was good, looked like inflation was picking up, all the things that in theory we want to have, right? And then all of a sudden it was like, oh my gosh, the Fed's going to raise interest rates? No! And so then that kind of triggered the whole thing. And good news is good news, okay? So corrections, let's talk about that. So a correction is a drop in the stock market of 10%, but not 20, because 20% is actually a bear market. Okay? So for this to be a recession, this stock market drop that we've seen here the last couple of weeks is basically a normal correction so far. Now, that could change, okay? I'm not saying it won't, but right now it looks like it's just a basic normal garden variety correction. And according to Bloomberg, we average 1.5 corrections per year during a normal bull market run. And we've gone 2 years without one. So we should have had 3 of these already. They're very tension getting. They scare the bejeevers out of everybody. But then, you know, we get past it, we forget all about it, and we move on and we have another one in another year and a half or a year or so. So at this point, and stay tuned to this space, because at this point, I'm not ready to say that it's time for us to get out of the market and save ourselves and run for the hills. You know, I was interviewed on a program where he said, Ken, should we freak out? And I'm like, no, we shouldn't freak out. So, you know, now, here's the thing. Don't listen to all the talking heads, All right. Everybody has an opinion, including me. Don't listen. The thing you want to listen to is the stock market itself. Because if it wants to go down, and whether rationally or irrationally, it doesn't matter. In fact, there's a quote, and I'm trying to remember who said it, but the quote is, the market can remain irrational far longer than you can remain solvent. Okay, so don't ever forget that the market can keep going down even though it's everything else looks fine. Okay, so sometimes the market knows something that we don't see right now. So just because I'm saying it's not time to act or do anything about it does not mean that we won't come to the conclusion that maybe something is rotten in Rotterdam and we need to do something about it. Okay, so this right now feels like a normal garden variety kind of a correction, and the numbers are bigger because the market's up so high. But if you look at the percentages, you know, that 1,000-point drop, that was like not even in the top 20 biggest drop days of the stock market. So it doesn't even qualify yet. So I think everybody should remain calm for now. And, you know, like I said, stay tuned to this place, and I'll tell you what our thinking is. Also, you know, if you'd like, you can subscribe to my market alert email, and it's free. And you can go to our website, moneymatters.net, to do that. And it's the same website, the same market alert email that we sent out in November of 2007 when we said it was time to sell. And people who followed our direction at that time stayed out of the stock market for all of 2008 and didn't buy back in until June of 2009. So if you want to get that market alert email, it's free. And it's for those of you who are retired or retiring soon, go to moneymatters.net and click on I want to subscribe, and it'll be yours. And we send it out approximately weekly, sometimes more often than that. Now, also, I want to invite you to come to one of our seminars. If you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon. Yeah, I don't know that this is the beginning of a bear market, but you know what? We've had a very good run for a long time, and you probably are looking at the value of your accounts and feeling pretty good about all of that. Well, guess what? It's time to be thinking about consolidating, protecting, diversifying, making sure to the extent that you can that you got a plan in place, okay? So what I want you to do is go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, and you've got two choices when you get there. One is you can register for one of our seminars, or you can, if you want to bypass that, you can go directly to the source, and you can click on Meet with an Advisor, and if you do that, then you know, we'd be glad to meet with you. In all cases, there's no charge, there's no obligation. If we can help you, fantastic, and if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Either way, we will part friends, okay? So take advantage of that. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Now, one of the things that we do talk about at the seminars, and if you come in, is our buy, hold, and sell strategy. But we'll also talk about how to reduce income taxes, Social Security, your 401k, tons and tons of information that I think you'll benefit from. So moneymatters.net is our website. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how much should you draw from your investments during your retirement. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for the last 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we now work with over 7,800 families in in 43 states. And recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States. And without our beloved clients, we would be nowhere. So all that are listening right now, thank you so much. And those of you who are not clients, I thank you for tuning in as well. We're going to talk now about a topic that comes up very frequently when we're visiting with clients, and that is, how much money should you draw from your investments during your retirement? Okay? So A couple of weeks ago, we talked about how to create your financial plan. Then we talked last week about how to come up with your magic number. And one of the things, which is the amount of money you need to have to retire on. And then we talked about the fact that we were basing that on a 4% withdrawal rate. Okay, so that means that we generally counsel our clients to take no more than 4% when they are in their 60s to early 70s. So I want to go over with you how that evolution happens over your lifetime in terms of how much you can take out of your investments, in our opinion. But first, I want to kind of give you the thought process behind how you decide that, okay? So the basic idea, of course, and our goal for our clients is to, you know, to the extent that we can, make sure that our clients' money lasts as long as they do. Okay, that's our big goal. We want your money to last as long as you do. So what we want to do, therefore, is look at how long are you going to last? Okay, so that's like the first thing. Because the longer you are going to last, the longer your money has to last. Does that make sense? So therefore, when you're in your 60s, you have to take out a smaller percentage than when you're in your 70s, and then when you're in your 80s and your 90s, God willing. So just think, for example, if you are 97 years old, how much could you take out every year and have a low fear of running out of money? I would say you could take 10% out each year, right? Because what does that mean? You got 10 years that before you'd use it all up. And if you're 97, the likelihood isn't you're going to live another 10 years. Okay, so you can take out a larger percentage when you are older. Now, on the other hand, if you're 60, and you're thinking you've got 30 years ahead of you or longer, then now you can't take 10% out each year, because what would happen is you'd put such a heavy weight, a downward drag on your money, that it would be very difficult to keep up with that spending. Okay, so excuse me. So what we've done is we've done some analysis. We've studied our own clients. And, you know, we've been fortunate enough at this point that we've got a large enough data set that we can do some statistical analysis and come up with our own conclusions based on the clients that we work with. And as I mentioned, we work with people that are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And we're always studying our clients to see how we can serve them better. So one of the things that we found is that there's a couple things. One is that, as I just mentioned, as you get older, we feel comfortable having our clients take more out if they wish, okay? So if you're between 65 and 75, if you're under 75, let's put it that way, 4% is generally the rule that we want to keep our clients under. In other words, 4% or less is what we'd like to see you take out. Now, once you get into your middle 70s and into your early 80s, now you can increase that to 5%. Again, why do we feel that that's okay? Well, because when you're in your 80s, in theory, you're not going to live as long as when you were in your 60s, okay? So your money doesn't have to support you for as long, so therefore you can take more out. Yeah, and then when you get into your 90s, then you can increase it up from that as well. So it's an evolution. Now, the other thing that we have found with our clients, which is very interesting, is that once they get into their middle 70s, the amount that they draw from their investments stays the same. So think about what that means, okay? So in other words, let's say that you're drawing from your investments $3,000 a month, and all of a sudden, well, not all of a sudden, but over time, you get to a point where that $3,000 a month is enough to cover your cost of living. Does that mean that inflation stopped? Does that mean that the cost of living in the economy stopped growing? Did that? No, all those things are still going on. So therefore, if you're taking the same, if you're able to live on the same amount of money, what it means is you're doing less. Does that make sense? So what's happening is that you're actually doing less. Therefore, that same amount of money is enough to support you. And it's very interesting. I kind of noticed that a few years ago, that clients that, you know, got into their middle 70s or thereabouts, you know, when I'd ask them, do you want to take more money out this year? You know, do you want to increase the amount you're going to take out, et cetera? They'd say, nope, we're good. I'm like, are you sure? No, yeah, we're fine. This is it's enough. So therefore, when you turn into your middle 70s, chances are that what's going to happen is the amount that you're drawing from your investments will stay the same, and therefore the percentage you're taking out will freeze. Okay. Now, will that happen to you? I don't know. We'll see. So what I would encourage you to do is to come in and visit with one of our advisors to help you to develop your financial plan. And so we can look at your cost of living, your expenses, all of those kind of things. We look at all the sources of income that you have. And then we want to help you to develop your financial plan. We want to advise you on how to diversify your portfolio, on the percentage you can take out in income. We want to help you to reduce your income taxes. We want to look at your estate planning. You know, you want to leave money perhaps to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. Or maybe not, but we'll, you know, well, anyway, I won't go off on a tangent, but maybe you do, maybe you don't, but we'll help you if you do. So all of those kind of things, we want to sit down and review with you. And if you'd like to take advantage of that, you can go to our website, which is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. And while you're there, click on Meet with an Advisor. And when you do that, it'll ask you to put your info in there, and we'll call you to schedule a time to visit. Now, if we can help you, that is fantastic. And if we cannot, we will tell you that too. Either way, there's no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And you know what? Bogey is right. It is absolutely the beginning of a beautiful friendship. And you know, I think, you know, there are a lot of studies that say that the more friends you have, the healthier and longer you live, the healthier of a life you have and the longer you live. So, for purely selfish reasons, we want to be your friend, okay? We want to have lots of friends. So come in and we'll become friends. And like I said, no charge or obligation.
To now, hear you say that makes me love you, baby.
Wow, we're just full of love today, aren't we? Now, also, you know, a lot of you may not want to come directly and visit with an advisor. If that's the case, then you know what? You can, again, at our website, moneymatters.net, you can find seminars that we have lined up near you, and you can go to the seminars and learn tons of stuff there. So moneymatters.net is our website, and we'd look forward to meeting you and seeing you at our seminars. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about who can get social, who can get Medicare, rather. What are the rules, and what can you get? So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. Oh, yes, and we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 28 years and a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients.
I love it!
And we love every moment of it. Indeed, we specialize in working with people that are over the age of 50 who are retired or retiring soon. And recently, Financial Times named our financial advisory firm one of the top 300 financial advisory firms in the United States. And without our beloved clients, we'd be nowhere. So thank you so much. And I hope all of you listening to the show are having an absolutely fantastic day. I hope everything is coming up roses for you. And you know what? I have to warn you, because on this show, we have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And so if you're having fun, then good on you. All right, so let's talk about something that is especially fun. Man, this is like the most fun financial topic ever. This is the one that, if you made a list of the top 10 most fun things to talk about, this one would be number one, and that is, who can get Medicare?
Sorry about this. I know it's a bit silly.
What, you mean that's not like the most fun topic ever? I thought it was. It is for me. All right, well, so let's talk about who can get Medicare, all right? Because people want to know this, Jack. They want to know. And so I'm here to help people know things they want to know. So first of all, it's people who are 65 years or older, okay, 65 years old. Now, you must be a U.S. citizen or a legal resident, and you've lived in the United States for at least 5 consecutive years. Okay, that's all. Now, you do not have to be collecting Social Security benefits to get Medicare. Okay, so for example, let's say you've decided to delay getting your Social Security benefits. You can still get Medicare at 65 anyway. All right, now, there are 4 basic parts to Medicare. And we'll be talking about those over the course of the next few weeks, each in detail. But the first one is Part A, which is hospital insurance. Okay, so in other words, this is if you need to be hospitalized, this is the insurance that covers for that. Part B is supplemental insurance, meaning that it covers not inpatient stuff. So not when you're admitted, so doctor visits, those kind of things. That's Part B. Then there's Part C, which is Medicare Advantage. You know, it kind of is there to fill the holes, if you will, in Medicare, the deductibles and all those kind of things. So there are lots of different plans there that you can go and buy to supplement your Medicare coverage, if you so desire. And then Part D is the prescription drug part of Medicare. And that also is one that you should look at every year. We're going to get into more detail on those over the next few weeks. But first, we start with the big picture, and then we slowly drill down. Okay? So that's a little primer on Medicare. And we will pick up on that next week with more detail on each of the different kinds of insurance that it provides.
I'm glad we had this talk.
I am too, Tom. Now, you know, Medicare is a very complicated and important part of your financial planning. You know, when we visit with clients and we talk about it, Social Security, you know, there's always the questions about, should I take it now? Should I take it later? You know, when I'm older, if you're married, you know, and you have different income levels, you want to look at your health. You know, if one of you is healthier than the other one, or if you have a condition or whatever, there's a lot of variables that go into the decision making when it comes to Social Security. And the thing about it is, if you make the wrong decisions, if you don't take advantage of the system that is available to you, then you potentially could leave tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table. It's a big deal. That's what the deal is. Now, well, I got to answer the lady's question. I said I'm here to answer questions. No, so you know, and you may think I'm exaggerating when I say hundreds of thousands of dollars. If you leave, you know, $300-$400 a month on the table, and you multiply that out over 30 years, it adds up to a ton of money. It's hundreds of thousands of dollars. So you don't want to make those kind of mistakes. So Social Security is something that you should not make decisions on without having proper information, without talking to a professional, etc. So here's what I want you to do: go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net. That is our website. We have videos, podcasts, articles on there all about, you know, about all the different permutations of Social Security. You can also, while you're there, decide to register for one of our seminars where we talk about Social Security, among a lot of other things, including reducing your income taxes and diversification, etc. You can also sign up to visit with one of our advisors. So we have resources available to you on our website that I encourage you to take advantage of. So go to moneymatters.net, and take advantage of all of the above. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what if this is the beginning of the bear market. Are you ready for that? What are you doing about it? So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
He's your guy when stocks go high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we specialize in working with people that are over 50, retired, or retiring soon. So if that's you, this show is designed for you. Everything we do is designed to help that demographic, if you will. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in the United States. Thank you. Actually, for the sixth year in a row. So I cannot be more humbled and honored to have been so recognized. Now, one of the things that is the fundamental philosophy that we have when it comes to managing our clients' money, and that is that we want to protect principal. You know, our view of life is that you win championships with defense. And, you know, if you look at last week's Super Bowl, even though it was, the highest scoring game in the history of Super Bowls, and you might think there was no defense there, the play that won the game was a defensive play. All right, when they got into Brady and all that, and forced that pass to be missed. So therefore, that is, you know, defense wins championships in my view. And so therefore, we believe the same thing applies to our clients in investing their money. Okay, and the reason why we think that is because if you look at the math, if you take a big loss. Then, for example, let's say that in 2008, for example, the stock market, the S&P, went down 57%. Now, let's say it was 50, just for easy math. So if you have $100 and you were invested in the S&P and it went down 50%, then you now have $50 left, right? Now, to get back to the 100, you can't make 50% again. Because if you make 50% on $50, you now have $25, so you've gone back up to $75. You haven't gotten back to the original 100 that you were at. So if you lose 50%, you now have to make 100% to get back to even. No! Okay, so the math therefore tells you that if you the recovery needs to be greater than the loss to get you back to even. A 50% loss requires a 100% gain to get you back to even. And 100% gains are not easy to come by. Okay? It's not like they happen every day, and they take a while. And so that's lost time. And if you're living on your money while you're doing that, which most, you know, many of our clients, that's what they're doing, is they're living on their money, then you know, taking money out when your investments have lost value, when they're down in value, we call that eating your seed corn. And, you know, that's what farmers say. If you eat your seed corn, then when growth season comes, guess what? You don't have anything left to plant, and that would be very tragic. So even though growth season may come back, the fact that you're drawing money out when your investments are down can be very, very detrimental. And when growth comes, you have less money to grow, and potentially you may not be able to get back to even. So that's the danger. That's why we don't like it. So therefore, we believe in buy, hold, and sell, our philosophy of managing money for our clients. And what that means is that we believe there should be a point certain where you say to yourself, okay, the trend has changed. We're no longer going to play. All right, we're going to get out. And so that's why in November of 2007, we told our clients and those of you listening to this show and those of you who get my market alert email to sell, to get out of the stock market, to get out of the S&P, the Dow, get out of those stocks. And we said to stay out for all of 2008, and we said to stay out until June of 2009.
Fascinating.
Yes, Mr. Spock. And I think very logical as well. Okay, because and by the way, buy, hold, and sell means you have to have a buy strategy as well, okay? You can't just say sell and then sit out for 7 years, as some people have done. You want to have a buy strategy so that you sell, but then you also have to know when to get back in. And so we have a buy strategy, which said to buy back in June of 2009. So for a year and a half, we told our clients and those of you listening to the show to be out of the stock market. Now, what I want to ask you is, you know, right now, we don't know whether we're in a bear market right now or not, okay? So we had some very tumultuous times in the market over the last couple of weeks. And so does that mean we're in a bear market or not? Now, the way I look at it is, I don't know, okay? The trend hasn't gotten bad enough yet, but I want to say that it should have been a wake-up call for you. I hope that it got your attention and made you think, what if this is a bear market? Okay, what if your stock investments go down 50% over the next 6 or 7 months? What if that happens? Do you have a strategy, a plan in place to address that? Can you afford that? You know, what if another 2008 came along? Can you afford to have that happen to you at this stage of your life? You know, I would venture to say that for most of you, the answer is no. So, you know, we believe in fire drills, okay? So you might call this, so let's do a fire drill. You know, come in and visit with one of our advisors, and we'll do a fire drill with you. We'll show you that if you experienced a 25 or a 30 or a 40 or even, gosh, you know, a 50% drop, what would that do to you? Could you survive that? Would your money, when it started growing on the other side, when the market comes back, if it does, can you weather the storm? And if the answer is no, then maybe you should be thinking about our philosophy of buy, hold, and sell. Okay, so that's in my view, just logical. And, you know, when you look at storms, Katrina, one of the bad things, for those of you who remember that storm, was that the government emergency people were not fully prepared for that storm. And so that created all the damage. Now, because of that, they learned. And when we had the storms this last time around, you know, New Orleans was damaged by that, but it wasn't as devastating as Katrina was. Why? Because they learned from that. Okay, they had the contingency plans. They had, what do you do when the storm comes? We're going to be better prepared. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to be prepared for when the next storm comes. And you know what? We may be in one right now. You know, just because the market hasn't done crazy things yet doesn't mean that it won't. So therefore, I would encourage you to come in and visit with us or to go to one of our seminars. Now, you can do this by going to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. And when you're there, you'll have lots of options. You can subscribe to my market alert email. And by the way, when I say subscribe, it's at no charge, okay? So you can get that. It's weekly. We also, you can also sign up for one of our seminars. We have seminars near you, and we'd love for you to go. At the seminars, we talk about how to fight three of the worst enemies you have to your financial well-being: income taxes, inflation, and bear markets. We'll talk about our buy, hold, and sell philosophy. We'll talk about Social Security. We'll talk about diversifying your 401ks and your retirement planning, income. How do you get money out of your investments? Where do you get it from? So we have lots of information that I think you can benefit from at our seminar. So if you go to our website, it is moneymatters.net. Find the seminar near you, register for it, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. Now, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're going to talk about revocable versus irrevocable trusts for your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere.
Flashy flunkies?
Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing in champagne. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years. I can't even believe it. It was like yesterday when I started. But time flies when you're having fun. And I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we now work with clients in 43 states. And, you know, we specialize in working with people that are over the age of 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States.
To infinity and beyond.
And you know what, Buzz? You are correcto mundo. We want to help as many people as we possibly can. So if you are retired or retiring soon, you can go and learn more about us at our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. Now, one of the things that we talk about with our clients very frequently is estate planning. And this is the process of leaving the stuff that you have accumulated to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. And the reason you do this is because
that ought to keep the little squirts happy.
Indeed. And that is our primary goal in life, is it not? To keep the little squirts happy. We don't want unhappy squirts. That would be bad. Anyway, let's talk about the estate tip of the week this week, which is on revocable versus irrevocable trusts. And this is a topic that I know you've been laying awake at night wondering what the answer is. What's the difference? Man, I can't sleep anymore. I got to know the difference. And here, I want you to be able to sleep at night. So I'm going to answer that question. But first, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
Of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And, you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. We do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, we're going to talk about the two basic classifications of trusts, okay? So when you're creating a trust, you have two ways you can go with that. You can have a revocable trust. And revocable means that you can change it anytime you want, okay? So that means you can revoke it, you can change it, all right? So that's a revocable trust. And then you've got the irrevocable trust. And the irrevocable trust means that once written, it can't be changed by nobody, all right? Now, why would you ever want to have an irrevocable trust? I mean, that doesn't seem to make sense, does it? I mean, why would you want one that you can never change once you've written it and it's done? Well, the difference is this. The revocable trust is you. It has your Social Security number. It does not save you any income taxes. It does not save you any estate taxes. It's just a working document. Okay, it's like your will. It just says what you're supposed to do. And that's what a revocable trust does. Now, an irrevocable trust is one where it is no longer, it has its own tax ID number. An irrevocable trust will have that. It also is one that can potentially save on estate taxes, protect from lawsuits, protect from divorce, and those kind of things. So, you know, it depends on what you want to achieve as to which kind of trust is the most appropriate for you. So if your goal is to essentially take care of all of the complexities of your estate before you die, which is a noble thing to do, taking care of it for your family, then that would be the revocable trust, and those are also called living trusts. Okay, so in other words, you say who's going to get what, when they're going to get it. You change title to all your stuff into that trust. So now all of the probating, all that kind of stuff, you've done it all for your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs in advance. And that way, upon your death, that you just change a trustee on there, and they take over, and they go on about their business. So you've done them a good. You've done all the work in advance. The irrevocable trust is one where you transfer money in there. Once it goes in there, it is now inside this trust where the wording cannot be changed. Now, that does not mean that you've lost flexibility. This is where people get confused. An irrevocable trust, all it means is that the language of the trust cannot be changed. However, if the language of the trust allows for certain flexibility, then guess what? The trust has that certain flexibility. The deal is it can never be changed because it's irrevocable. Okay, so irrevocable does not mean it's like locked in a box and nothing can ever change. It just means that the rules that were set in place when that trust was created can never be changed. Okay, once you're dead, you were the one who wrote it, it's done. Okay, so that's the difference between the two. They both have a place depending on your situation. So what I would encourage you to do is talk to a professional about all this stuff before you do any of it. In fact, this entire show, talk to a professional before you do anything I say on this show. And if you'd like to take advantage of an opportunity, then here's what I'd recommend you do. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. And click on Meet with an Advisor. And when you do that, you can fill in your info. We'll call you to schedule a time to visit. And what we want to do is help you with your entire financial life, okay? So we want to look at your estate planning for sure. We want to look at your income taxes. Can we help you to reduce your income taxes? We also want to look at your investments. Are you diversified? Do you have a financial plan in place that you can have some confidence in? So we want to help you with everything from soup to nuts when it comes to your investments, your financial life. And we want to do this at no charge or obligation. Okay, so if we can help you, fantastic. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. And regardless, we will part friends.
Oh dear, that's too wonderful to be true.
And you know what, Dorothy? It is not too wonderful to be true because it is true. So moneymatters.net is our website. Now, also, if you want to go to one of our seminars, we have seminars near you. If you can hear my voice, there is a seminar near you. So go to our website. Again, it's moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. Find the seminar near you, and there we talk about three of the worst enemies you have to your financial well-being: income taxes, inflation, bear markets. We talk about Social Security. We talk about all kinds of stuff, and we would love to see you there. And hopefully you'll learn a lot of good stuff. So moneymatters.net is our website. All right, we got to wrap this up. I cannot believe how fast the show's gone. Jack, it's over already. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did making it for you. We'll see you next time. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's all in the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morave or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.